Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 15th of May. This is a special day for me. It is my birthday, and I want to say in advance thank you to all of those of you who every year greet us with birthday greetings. I appreciate it so much. I'm so honored that I get to do what I get to do, and today I celebrate the day of my birth, and I thank God that He has put me where He has put me, and so thank you for your friendship, your kindness, and your partnership as we move forward. It is Friday, and that means long form Friday, but not this week. Well, kind of. Today is a little longer podcast than usual, partially because of my birthday greetings here, and partially because today we do something unusual. And this is an exciting podcast for me because we are going to read a couple of emails from listeners and viewers just like you who have testimonies of transformation. Transformation out of religious states of bondage to legalism and performance into the glorious liberty of sonship and daughterhood in Christ. Transformations from addiction and chaos into freedom and order. And yet, they are still, the humanity bleeds through so greatly in these. I have the privilege of hearing from people who have been impacted, not only by our ministry, but by the power of the Spirit. And often I will read these aloud to my wife, and we will just sit and marvel at what the Holy Spirit has done in people's lives, and then just call out their names before the Father and thank God for them and pray for them and ask continued blessings in their life. I've reached out to a woman and a man who have recently reached out to us and cleared it with them that I was going to use their story, but I promised to use it in a way that isn't pointed. I have withheld their names, but I will tell you where they are from. But after that, we'll try to leave out the peripheral names of loved ones or churches or things of that nature so that we don't, I'm not in an expose, okay? This is really about celebrating what has happened in people's lives. As much as possible, I'll read them word for word, okay? This one comes from Louisiana. I would like to thank you for letting us take part in your grace journey. I was always frustrated, like I think you were, that I was supposed to become, quote-unquote, like Christ, because He was a perfect entity, it seemed defeating. I grew up in an independent Baptist church and school, and so everything was very outwardly driven. What you wore, what you did, what you said, how many people you led to Christ. Luckily, my dad went through a transformation of law to grace, and he brought me with him, but I still think I was struggling to get the full concept of it, until one day I figured out it was identity. Identity in Christ was everything. One way I describe this mind change is this. My pop, my grandfather, was an amazing basketball coach at a Baptist university. He coached there and taught for years and even had the basketball gym named after him. So when I went to college there, I stepped into that arena and I walked differently, acted differently, spoke differently because I represented him. I was immensely proud that I was from this family, so everything was different. I didn't need to be told that I was representing him. I knew instinctively that because he was my grandfather and that I loved him, I wanted people to remember and to know him in a way that honored him. I was a reflection of our family. And when I started listening to your sermons and started connecting Pauline scripture to Old Testament scripture, it was a game changer because I saw Christ in everything. I just wanted to say thank you. That's a blessing. I love that illustration. I thought you would enjoy that too. That idea that you walk, I like that phrase, that you walk differently, you talk differently, you carry yourself differently. And why? Because of whom you represent, because of what you are. It's not so that you can be, but it's because you are. This one is a little longer. I edit it down just a little bit. This is Northern Ireland. Paul, I hesitated with how to address you at the start of this letter because you've been so many things to me over the past 8 months. You've been my teacher, my shepherd, a seed sower, and the voice of a familiar friend in many dark, quiet, lonely nights. Since April of 19, I've been separated from my wife of over 15 years. We have three children together, all daughters, and this past year has been the most difficult year of my entire life. I met my wife at university, and we married a couple years later. She's originally from Northern Ireland, and we moved here to be close to her family when my oldest was an infant. I'm not close to my own parents or sisters now that I've lived in a foreign country for under half my life. All this to say, I've often felt very alone in my present circumstances. I grew up believing in God for as long as I can remember. I was baptized at the age of 10, and I loved Jesus as a young man, but I grew up in a household where performance and doing right were paramount. Both my parents survived trauma at different times in their lives before they were married. There was physical and sexual abuse and PTSD. My parents enabled one another's most destructive behaviors in a strange loop, and needless to say, home life as a young man was unpredictable at best and toxic at worst. I'm the youngest of three children, and we've all been marked by our difficult upbringing, namely the traumas of chaotic attachment, the pressures of performance and perfection, and the pain of neglect. But I was a good little boy, a people pleaser, the comic relief in a house of horror, a diligent student, a talented sportsman, baseball mainly, gifted singer, musician, and artist, a creative problem solver with big dreams and high hopes. I graduated from university at the top of my class. I had a pretty good resume. Sounds like a little like another Paul we both know. But I was never good enough. My straight A's should have been A pluses. My batting average always had room for improvement. Even so, on the outside, our family and our friends, our church, our small town community thought highly of my siblings and me. We appeared to be the perfect family from a distance, but no matter how hard we tried, we were never good enough. Most of my childhood scars come from a lack of acceptance and love. I see that now. I carried gaping, open wounds from my upbringing into my marriage, namely addiction. I was addicted to perfection and also pornography from the age of 13. To self-soothe the rejection I felt for never measuring up. My spouse has been aware of my struggles with these things and for years despised the way my brokenness made her feel about herself, but she tried to love me through it. Through the shame and the guilt, and especially the condemnation, eventually it rendered me ineffective as a husband and a father, and my faith was at an all-time low. At one point, I nearly renounced my faith completely. Religion wasn't working for me. I once had high hopes and promise for my life because of my own skills, talents, and abilities, but the state of my mind and heart led me to hate myself. I had a good-paying job, but I couldn't perform to the level of my expectations. Felt like a failure in that, too. Family life was a wreck. Started overeating and drinking often to numb the pain of my failures. I can't really put into words how horrible I felt my life was at the time. I wanted to die. But then I had to face the dragon. While on a family trip home, my wife discovered some things on my phone that put her over the edge. Not only had I been concealing my addiction to pornography and lying about it for several years, I'd been seeking images and validation from strangers online, and my wife's grace for me ran out. She demanded I confess the truth to my family, and I did, and it caused so much uproar that now my siblings don't speak to my parents. It's a mess. And my parents didn't speak to me for months. When we arrived home, I was asked to move out. Thankfully, our church has accommodated me while I sought freedom from my addiction and my destructive mental state. And grace came. During this past year, and especially since late 2019, I've been washed by the water of the Word. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from every fear. Grace came. Jesus has revealed Himself to me in new and glorious ways. My shame is gone. My addiction has been satisfied in the love of the Father. I'm walking in freedom and peace by the power of the Holy Spirit in me. Praise God. I've listened to almost all of the messages you've posted on the PWM YouTube channel and nearly every other message I can find online from your time at Midland. Your study, your sermons, your style, your straightforward approach to the truth have been a blessing to me in ways I cannot articulate. I've never written a letter like this to someone I've never met, but I feel a real kinship with you, a brotherhood of sorts. So I trust it doesn't sound strange when I tell you I love you, and I'm thankful for the grace that's been given to you. It's grown grace in my heart exponentially. Your response to God's grace in your life has played an instrumental part in transforming me into a man who knows he's loved by God. I'm now a man that can love others. I'm a better father to my girls now that I know who I am in him. I may lose my marriage, but I'll never lose the truth that has strengthened my heart. Thank you for planting so many seeds of grace. A garden has started to grow in my life. Christ in you, Paul White, is the hope of glory. You've shared that hope with me, so now I have new hope. Your teachings on Psalm 23 and the prodigal son have given me so much peace. I know he's with me, he hasn't left me, and he never will. Even if my spouse divorces me, I know I'm safe in him and I'll overcome. I'll help other men overcome in the future by sharing the grace of God that's family-rooted and producing fruit in my life. And then he asked for prayer for his wife, that we would pray revelation of grace into her heart, for a healing in her heart, her mind, her body. He asked us to keep posting our messages, our Bible studies, our grace nuggets, and he prays a special blessing over us. Wow. There were so many things in there that showed me that we're all on a similar journey in many ways, and that we are in a world of struggle and pain, but we are a grace away from the rest of our Lord Jesus. And I thank God that this man has found that, and the role that we were able to play in that, beyond comprehension. And I'm praying for him, and I'm praying for his spouse, and I believe, as you heard, that you are as well. I want to thank these two for giving their permission to share this. I didn't read every word. There were some things I left out, but I think you got the heart of it. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great day.